Do you see the need of helping others understand this and achieving higher awareness? Do you see this need as an inner depth in any way? Like, what I'm thinking is, if I can achieve this state, how can I then give it to other and to more people? When I
you don't need
it. That's the question.
Sorry. Okay. You don't need it, because whatever is happening to you, you don't need to transfer to the others. It's a sort of vanity. I tell you, this is the vanity of all masters and teachers. This is just vanity. You don't need it. If you understand, the entire world understands. You don't need to be a missionary or to embrace any philosophy or ideology or religion. I mean, when you understand, when you heal yourself, the entire world is healed. Do you think that the war between Russia and Ukraine can end if I reach this integrity? I said, it doesn't matter. If you are within yourself in that sort of conflict, non-conflict, no limits within yourself. I mean, you can also witness a war outside yourself, but that will never touch you, because that is just an expression of your... it's an expression of your completeness. Mm-hmm. You cannot change the show, but you will never identify with the show as a movie that you see. And you will see that all that is happening or coming from news and media and TV, it's all that show is just for your own entertainment. You can say, but this is cynical or very egoistic. But I tell you that nothing is happening out there without your inner approval. Then you are creating a beautiful show, a beautiful play, just for your own entertainment. When you identify with it, you fall in a drama. You fall in something that will attack you, and you will get lost.
Going with this concept of a show, are there multiple shows that exist at the same time for multiple from multiple perspectives, from multiple persons? Like, it's my show, no. Your show. That's okay.
No, no, there is only your show. Nothing else. It is just you yourself. There is nobody else's show. It's impossible. We give a reality to the outer world, and then the others and the life outside ourselves, we call it reality. But reality is you yourself. That is just an expression of what you are. I know that many things that we are used to identify with, because we believe that that is the truth and that is the reality, you know, they will fall into nothingness. But that is your freedom. I mean, if you remain identified with what is the description of the world, what they told you about the world, which is always you yourself projecting that, but identifying with your product, with your creation, that is to become a victim of something that you yourself created. Then there are not 8 billions of people dreaming 8 billions of dreams. There is only you yourself. And if you want to do something for the world, you have to do it for yourself. Remembering yourself. If you remember yourself, the world is safe.
Just so I try to get into this, because it's harder due to the philosophy and how you and I, through our discussion, see the world. It might be hard, but it is the title of the podcast, and I will try to get into the subject. Yeah. What does a day in the future look like for a world full of dreamers? A world in which, because I understand it, it's only about you. You need to be really aware of what you are and how everything that's outside, it's only, okay, some shatterings or some manifestation, or not manifestation, maybe not even that is a good word, but it just reflects what you are inside. But if you were to look at reality, it's hard to even ask the question.
What do we call reality?
Yeah, what we call reality. What would a day in the future in which people are, most of people, if not all, are able to tap into their true selves at all times? How would that world look like, a day in the future?
If you remember the ancient story of Socrates was saying about to remember yourself, he was saying, know yourself, know thyself. And that was something much more ancient than Socrates. On the doors of the oracles in Athens and Delphi, there were two sentences, which one was know thyself, know yourself. And on the other door there was, and you will know the will of the gods. This is what we are just talking about. You know, the will of the gods is your inner will. If you know yourself, you will know the will of the gods. But that was 2,500 years ago, let's say, if time exists. But it is something that we are just inventing right now. To know yourself, you have to go through knowing what you are not, which is the 99% of what you believe to be. And then you will see that you get closer and closer to something real. And that is interesting, because the closer you become, and then the transformation within and without will happen, you know, a great transformation of the world outside yourself. The world will answer differently, will mirror you different.